Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. An unexpected medical emergency can cost you. It can cost you even more when you're traveling abroad. Protect your trip at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is pressing Haiti's prime minister to agree on a political transition in that country. But amid the chaos there, the prime minister is unable to get to Haiti because gangs have shut down the country's international airports. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has details.
Secretary Blinken and his aides have been working the phones, talking to Prime Minister Ariel Henry, as well as leaders of CARICOM, a regional group that's been pressing Henry to step aside and agree on a political transition. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says in a statement that the current situation is, in his words, untenable. And he says the U.S. wants Henry to support a transition plan that would lead Haiti to elections and to the deployment of a long-awaited international force to help Haiti's police. Henry was in Kenya to finalize plans for that Kenyan-led force when the latest violence erupted. The gangs now won't let him back to Haiti. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Authorities in Ukraine said two people, including a teenager, have been killed in Russian artillery attacks today. Russia, meanwhile, is saying it shot down a Ukrainian fighter jet and destroyed a wave of drones over several regions. Yesterday, the president of Turkey said he was willing to host a peace summit. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky rejected the offer. President Biden and former President Trump will both campaign in Georgia today ahead of that state's Tuesday presidential primary. NPR Stephen Fowler has more on why the state is important in the upcoming election.
Biden and Trump will rally their supporters about 70 miles apart in Georgia today after 12,000 votes separated them in 2020. The events essentially kick off the pivot to the general election after Trump's final major challenger dropped out this week and come before Tuesday's primary election. Georgia is one of a handful of swing states that will determine which of these men wins in November. It's also a state that showcases some of the pair's biggest obstacles to winning, like Trump's criminal indictments and non-white voters' dissatisfaction with Biden's agenda. Stephen Fowler, NPR News, Atlanta.
Some Alabama fertility clinics have lifted a hold on in vitro fertilization and are now back to work after the state's Republican governor signed a bill into law to protect IVF access. Operations were sidelined after the state Supreme Court ruled that frozen embryos should have legal status as children. Citizens called on their state legislature to remedy the situation. Dr. Beth Malizia co-owns Alabama's largest IVF facility. She says the situation greatly added to the stress of infertility.
The Alabama Supreme Court just increased their stress and anxiety, but they rose to the occasion, got involved. There were hundreds of patients at the courthouse.
The issue cut across party lines. This is NPR News. Tomorrow at 2 a.m., Americans will spring forward 1 hour into daylight saving time. It was set up to save energy by getting more work done when the sun is out. But as NPR's Amy Held reports, more people are grumbling about lost sleep and arguing that it is past time to end the practice.
There's so little that brings so many together, like ending the clock change. Advocates say making daylight saving time permanent would help, well, everything. Saving lives, reducing crime, and boosting the economy. Even the Senate got rare unanimous consent passing the Sunshine Protection Act 2 years ago. Since then, the bill has languished. Part of the problem, there's disagreement over where to land. Some scientists say standard time, when it's lighter earlier, darker later, is better for sleep. Hawaii and parts of Arizona are the only two states that stick with standard. More than 24 other states are considering similar moves. But for now, most of the U.S. will stick with the old time change system, inspiring objections round the clock. Amy Held, NPR News.
Sharpened number 2 pencils will not be required for students taking the SAT college admissions exams. As of this week, students in the U.S. will take the new SAT on their own devices, including tablet or laptop or a school device. The test is shorter by an hour, having previously been 3. It also has shorter reading passages and uses digital tools like a graphing calculator and a bookmark to go back to skipped questions. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capella University. With Capella's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.